You will never stop fun. Now you want somebody to be your buttercup. Good luck finding your buttercup. You already suck me dry, can't do it anymore, honey. You rough me up and made me cry. You wanna borrow money? You say you feel like a failure, and you wish you could take it all back. But honey, I gotta tell you, it's a little too late for that. You always feeling bad. Maybe you couldn't talk to your mother or stand up to your dad. You want my forgiveness, and that I will give to you. But you got yourself into this mess. There's nothing I can do. Now you want somebody to be your buttercup.
Our diversity on air, online, on demand, with funding support through New Zealand On Air.
Thank you. interests on planetaudio.org.nz.
I have this sinking feeling, something's weighing me down. I am completely saturated. The waves are crashing closer, my feet already drowned, doing the thing I said I hated. They've been swimming in the wrong waters, now they're pulling me down. But I am clinging to you, never letting go, 'cause I know that you lift me out.
Yeah, but you.
Radio Kwaba 104.6 FM. It's another wonderful Saturday again. Today is the 5th of the 9th. That is 5th of September 2026. Actually, the year is gradually getting to an end. The time is 49 minutes past the hour of 8 p.m. in New Zealand. And it's the same time as 8:49 a.m. in Ghana. And depending on where you're watching us or you are listening to us from, you make your own conversion. This is coming live from Auckland, New Zealand. This program is sponsored by the Ghana Association of New Zealand. I'm your commander-in-chief of the airway. I'm online now. And, as we say, we've got a lot of programs for you today, and we've got the vaccination program that we started a couple of weeks ago. We're going to continue again, and I got David in the studio here with me, who is going to join us to have some wonderful conversation around parents and, mothers and fathers' perspective to vaccination, and how do we get our people, actively involved in this whole vaccination program, and what does it mean to have a bit of, a bit of questions, to be answered. So we're going to have a wonderful day today. So please just tune in. This radio call by 104.6 FM. Some of you are listening to us on 104.6 FM or www.planetaudio.org.nz. Very soon we're going to go live on Facebook, so you can join us there. I got my guest in the studio here with me, and let's listen to some music from Pastor Joe Beecham, Uncle Ato, Grace Charles, and Sisi Beidou, Efe Grace, and many more. And from there, I'm going to come back to the studio, and we're going to have some wonderful conversations. Another wonderful Tuesday again. Radio Kwaba 104.6 FM. Yeah. Radio Kwaba, Radio Kwaba 104.6 FM. Osi nyameso, nyameso, nyameso. That was a powerful worship from the Palms Ghana Worship Medley. It's a wonderful a bit of medley from the Ghana Worship team. And I've got this Radio Kwaba 104.6 FM. This program is sponsored by the Ghana Association of New Zealand, and today is another wonderful Saturday. It's 3 minutes past the hour of 9 p.m. in New Zealand. Those of you who are joining us on Facebook, please let us know where you're joining us from, and we are going to shout out to you. Today is another wonderful Saturday again. Like I said, we are going to have a discussion around vaccination. There's been a series around vaccination, and we are going to have a bit of wonderful conversation here. And I've got a wonderful brother here with me, and we are going to have that important conversation, the difficult conversation to have, the conversation that nobody wants to have. You know, in here, the thing that people don't want to talk about, that's where we are. We come around and then, you know, we give you the platform to be able to have that conversation. And I'll see who has, who's joined us online. I'll just have a quick look. Let's keep going. So Osei, Mr. Osei Amuafo has joined us on Facebook. Mr. Osei has joined us all the way from Wellington. Thank you very much, Mr. Osei, for joining us. We're having a discussion about vaccination today and why parents have got vaccination. Because, and also, it's not just about parents having a vaccination, but there's also, it's very important for us to ensure that the African community in New Zealand are actively participating in the vaccination of our children, because what happens is that it primes the immune system. That's what our sister Genevieve 2 weeks ago was here telling us about, the importance of the vaccination, because it primes your immune system, and then it prepares your children to be able to, your children's body to be able to fight the infection. Right, and if we don't do that, it exposes our children. Now we know that parents have got questions because of everything that has gone wrong, gone on around the world, where we come from, religion, social media, conspiracy theory, and everything else. And we are here to have that conversation. And I've got Brother David here with me, and I'm going to, very soon, I'm going to go to Brother David, and I've got some few questions that I've got for him, and we are going to have an interesting discussion. You can join us. You can send me a message on WhatsApp, and I'll be able to read your question. The lines to the studio 09815-8100, 09815-8100, and or you can send your message on Facebook, and I'll be able to read your question for you. Let me quickly go to the studio and see Brother David.
Yes.
Let me turn your mics on. You want to come closer to the mic so we can hear you? Welcome.
Thank you so much, my brother.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, this is Radio Kwaba 104.6. So now we've got you here. People are listening to us on 104.6. There might be people who are listening to, who are listening to us on www.planetaudio.org.nz, or even watching us on Facebook. They want to know who is Brother David. Are you able to introduce yourself for people to know who you are?
Thank you, Brother Kwado. So my name is David, and I'm originally from Kenya. We moved to New Zealand in 2023. And I am blessed to be married to one woman that everyone knows, and blessed with three other little beautiful girls. The eldest is 8, the other is 6, and the youngest one is 4. And that's who I am. Basically, when I look at it from an African context, I would introduce myself as being the eldest in a family of 4, of where I'm coming from, where we have boys and one of our sisters. So that's who I am, Brother Kwado.
That's who you're all here.
Yes.
And if someone may ask, what do you do? Are you, because we are here to talk about vaccination. And normally, people will assume that when you talk about people who come to have a discussion about vaccination are normally health professionals. What do you do for work?
So for work, I'm in customer service right now.
Okay, yeah.
But I come from a different background of IT and operations and procurement. And that's why I'm into that logistics and customer service space. But when it comes to interacting with health, and how I'm coming into this conversation is that I'm a father, and I've found myself having instances where I had to deal directly with the vaccines and that the questions of whether it was vital for my children. And we've had challenges with getting the after effect of the vaccines and seeing them live. And as a community, I've also been engaged with, mobilization programs on how you talk to people about the importance of, taking lead and taking leadership in making sure that your children are well taken care of health-wise and also being good parents. So that's why I'm here today. I'm here to talk as a parent. And I'm here to also talk about the experiences that I've also had with the vaccinations, both back home and here in New Zealand.
So one may ask, the first question that I've got is, we know it's important to ask questions because people have to give informed consent when they have to do vaccination.
Yeah.
Why is it important to have an open conversation around vaccination, because sometimes this is not something that, no, back home we don't talk about it very often.
Yeah.
But why do you think it's important for us to have an open conversation like we're having here today?
I'll go back to probably just give you an experience of what I had when we moved to New Zealand. So back home, because I'm from Kenya, by the way. I forgot to introduce myself. Yeah. I'm from Kenya, and the health system back home is that when the medications, the vaccines, you go to a center, it's on a chart where you know that this is the vaccine you're going to have. When we moved to New Zealand, we don't have that chart. Ideally, I didn't see that chart. Nowadays, I see it.
Yeah.
And I didn't ask the right question because I had a two-year-old. Sorry, my daughter was 8 months, so I think she was around 12 months, thereabout.
Mm-mm.
If I'm not wrong, I don't remember quite clearly, but we got a vaccine and I had not asked the questions. I did not ask about the side effects and what would happen after that vaccine.
Yeah.
Because I didn't ask the question, then we had something came out of the face and so many other skin rash that came out. But when I went back to the nurse, she told me, that's one of the after effects, but it's just going to clear out after a few days.
Yes, yeah.
But the importance that then I realized at that particular given time is that I should have engaged the nurse. We should have had open conversations. I should have asked. Because at home, the way our bodies probably reacted is very different from here. I should have asked that question, is there anything that should come up? So having those discussions are always very important because sometimes we have side effects. That was one of the things that came up. Those are side effects. You're able to know that well in advance.
Yeah.
From our ethical background, I know some of us are coming from different religious backgrounds and where we think, hey, is it aligned with my faith? Is it something that, I'm allowed to do? So probably the nurse might not be able to advise you in terms of faith, but at least having that conversation will be rest assured. One, you'll be able to know where that vaccine is coming from.
Yeah.
If that is one of the things that are really concerning you, you'll also be able to know the benefits, and they will also be able to explain to you the risks of not also having that vaccine.
Yes,
sometimes we think that, oh, it's good for us not to have the vaccine, and then we don't look at the underlying risks if you don't take that vaccine.
Okay, sure, and you introduce yourself begin as a parent, who have had your kids gone through the vaccination, and I'm sure you talk to other parents who may probably have similar or same or different opinion or experience as compared to you in terms of the vaccination whole process. What are some of the common questions or queries or challenges that parents faces or have when it comes to vaccination?
What is a side effect? That's one of the main questions that come up. What are the side effects?
Yeah.
Because some of them saw what happened, but then some of them ask, so what is the side effect of having the vaccine? Some of them ask, how effective is the vaccine?
Yes.
Do I really need that vaccine? Some of them even reference to where we are coming from Africa. You say, oh, but back home we only have these vaccines. But then the conversation is that we're in this other different world where we've been exposed to so many other vaccines that these children it's important to have. And even our weather back home is different from the weather here. What we are pre-exposed to is different from what we've been pre-exposed to back home.
Yeah.
So that is a conversation people have. Do you think this vaccine is aligned to to New Zealand context? I say yes, because New Zealand context has different diseases, which then are aligned to, you know, there are different risks that our kids get to. Some of the questions that also come up is in terms of faith. Mm. Is it subscribed to our faith and our beliefs? Yeah, those are some of the conversations that come up. Yeah,
will come up. Yes, yeah. And I think is I think the issue around faith and other things. So, why do you think? Because I mean, so the issue around faith.
Yeah.
And maybe it's a culture thing, and it could also be conspiracy theory or social media. Why do you think that? What is that thing about faith that makes people don't want to do it? Is it because is that what their faith is telling them to do, or is just a perception, or what is it about the faith, or even the religion, or even the culture that makes people don't want to do it?
You know, coming from when you look at the information that probably has been available and what people are pre-exposed to, there's been this conversation that some of the vaccines. And please don't quote me. This is something that's on I'm using it as a grapevine. Some of them are also based on back home. These are some things that are coming up quite often. That some of them are based on, you know, aborted babies, and that's how they're making the vaccines. Some of them are having, they're stopping, they could be able to stop the children from, it's like contraception kind of a medicine they're introducing the kids. Some of them have queries on, some of these vaccines going to introduce some diseases to the children. This is all the things that you see online.
Are they targeting?
If you dig deeply, you live and see some coming up with things like, oh, this vaccine. Why are they pushing them to the African community? Mm-hmm. Are they using it as like a kind of a population control mechanism? Those are some of the things that come up. Mm. And then those are some of the things that then makes us aspirant, you know, fear, and have that fear, oh no, this is not the direction that we want to take. I would not want to expose my kids to some of this. Some think that there's some accidents happened. My kid had a vaccine, and then unfortunately they got something, you know, a side effect which was terminal. So those are some of the things that come up.
Yes.
Or even some had disabilities out of it.
Those
are the queries that come.
Because I know a couple of years ago there was this whole thing about malaria vaccination.
Yes.
Then COVID came.
Yes.
There's some trials in Africa, and people were like, why are they bringing it to do this, to cause this, cause this? Yeah. And I think as we have one of the good things about having this conversation, and there might be some health professionals, listening to us on 104.6 FM or www.plannotaudio.org.nz, or even like, you know, stakeholders or decision makers around vaccination during the COVID time. There was this whole issue about the African community were very reluctant to have the COVID vaccine.
Yeah.
And as health professionals, need to understand why people do what they do.
Yes.
Or why people make the decisions they make. Because if you don't understand why people make that decision, then you cannot bring them along. Because New Zealand is going on a journey. We want as many people to be vaccinated as possible.
Yeah.
So the state and the government and the health... Ministry of Health need to bring the communities along.
Yeah.
And you cannot drag them along.
Yeah.
You need to talk to them.
Yeah.
And partner with the communities.
Yeah.
And some of the conversation that we are having today is going to help them understand why. I'm not sure about the other minority groups.
Yeah.
But for African community, why we make the decision that we make because of some of these things about religion.
Yes.
You know, personal beliefs. And also even there are things around, there's always been believed that the colonization, they came in to control the population. There's all these theories in their mind and experience.
Yeah.
So anything that comes from a westernized environment, people look at it with the first thought, why?
What is
it going to do to the population? Is it going? Are they going to control our birth?
Yes.
Are they going to do this? Are they going to try and, you know, all those things? So we need to. So health professionals or stakeholders or even decision makers or even public health workers who are like Sister Genevieve and the team, helping us to understand that these are some of the things. That's why some of the minority groups make the decision that they make.
Yeah.
And also, David, another question also that I have got is, one of the key things that we see now is social media is a whole constituency on its own.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? Social media is, you got TikTok, you got, it's like, I was talking to, I've got kids, and I was talking to my son the last time, and we were watching TV, and I was like, they were watching YouTube videos and stuff. I was like, why can't you just watch TV? All these shows are on TV. He's like, who watches TV in 2026, right?
Yeah.
So their world has all moved to social media. And it plays, and I believe, what role does social media play in some of this around vaccination, whether we take it or we don't take it? What are some of the roles that social media play in that?
Look, Akwado, you see, the social media has also given us powers to be able to have visibility.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
we also get reliable medical evidence through social media.
Yes.
But now, the flip side of it is that we also get unsupported claims to social media.
So
what we also need to do with social media is that, because you're exposed to personal stories, and these personal stories are sometimes very emotional, and they're very powerful.
Yes, yeah.
But they don't necessarily show what is generally safe or effective. So some of these repeated points that come up, and sometimes we also have misleading headlines, you know, some political arguments and some of these claims that sometimes have references that cannot be, have not been substantiated makes the situation even worse for us who have queries and questions.
Mm-hmm.
And we find ourselves going onto social media to check, we want to check and, you know, what happens, and that's a reality of social media.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you're not only looking at the health questions, look at just the general questions. Look at a political question that if you go into social media, you'll find divergent views. You'll find opinions which are far left, opinions which are far right.
Yeah.
So in every situation, then even when it comes to issues of health, we need to first of all go and do a fact check. Investigate, seek professional opinion. Who is contributing to this platform? Is it a health professional that is giving this opinion? And then, as you know, we have the Health New Zealand organization. Go and check their website. Go and check the information they provided about different vaccines. Do your homework as well. Ask those pertinent questions to the health professional, even as you're going in for these vaccines. That's where we ask questions. They'll be able to answer some of those queries we have. And then be open. I know some of us are also coming from religious background. If you have somebody who you can also talk to, I know as Africans we are very, you know, we are very strong in terms of our religion. So just have those conversations and just ask those questions. But believe me, not everything that we see on social media is always correct. However, you know that the stories that are always put there are sometimes very emotional, and we find ourselves then getting attached to it. Do your homework. But you know, trust the health professionals. Go in and ask those right questions and be able to get directions on what we need.
Absolutely, yeah. And very important, because sometimes, like I like how you put it, some of the stories that you see on social media are personal stories.
Yeah.
And then it's very hard to, because you don't know how true is it, right? Yes. It's not substantiated. So
yes.
We have to take everything that we see on social media with a bit of a pinch of salt.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? And say, you know, actually, is it true or not? And like you said, you need to ask your health professional if you're not sure. Because how do you make a decision on the future of your child based on a person you've never met?
Yes.
And, yeah.
And sorry for interjecting. You remember I told you my daughter had a reaction.
A reaction, yes, yeah.
Now, if I went on social media I put that story, and I specifically mentioned that you know, this vaccine, somebody say, oh, you see what you're saying? It's not the right thing. But you see, for us, again, we react differently. Every child will react differently
to a particular
given vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
You probably just have the first vaccine that the kids normally have. You find somebody having a big swollen hand.
You find
somebody is just going to have a peaceful night. So if the parent who had a very bad reaction when the kid had that first important vaccine goes onto social media, says, oh man, I'm telling you, it was the worst thing that I got. Then you'll be afraid to also go and give your baby the first needed vaccine. Every child also reacts differently to a vaccine. But it doesn't mean that vaccine is not relevant and important.
Yeah, absolutely. And also because what happened, like when we were having a conversation with Sister Genevieve a couple of weeks ago, we were saying that when you are giving vaccine, it primes your immune system, right?
Exactly.
So your body have to respond.
Yes,
yes. So having a reaction, a rashes and all those things,
yes,
it's a natural response to vaccination.
To the vaccine, yes.
And so if you don't talk to your health professional and for them to explain to you that, oh, actually, is this okay? It is a normal response. Having a rash, oh, people, they go to social media, they will say this, but then it's your body priming your immune system to ensure that the next time you get, your body comes in contact with something like that, you're going to be able to fight. So it's very, very important, like the way you said. So it's very important for us to talk to our health professional.
Yeah.
You know, and also, one of the things that also we need to have a conversation around is, we are asking our, I mean, everybody out there, but we are speaking to our African community or even everybody or anybody who's listening to us or watching us, that you need to talk to your health professional. Some people, you know, I had somebody who hardly go to the doctor, right? And we're having a conversation. Yeah. Oh, why don't you go to the doctor? It's like, oh, I'm one of those who want to sleep and don't wake up.
Yeah.
I don't want to know what is going on with me, that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
So people have got different experiences with the healthcare professional because of it may be where we come from, right?
Yes, yes.
Back home, our experiences are bad. So when you come here, we assume, we project the same experience here.
Yes.
So now we are telling people that you need to engage your health professional. How does a good conversation with the health professional look like? If I'm a parent and you are telling me that I need to engage my GP or my nurse or whoever I need to talk to about, how does it look like? How does it, what should I expect when I go to talk to somebody out there about questions or query around vaccination?
It should be a very honest conversation. You see, the way we are having this conversation, it should be open.
So you,
in fact, share what you've just shared with me. Just share the same thing with the health professional. Say, hey, look, I'm coming from a position where I've not been going to hospital, and this is the reason why.
Yes.
From that point, then the health professional knows this is a guy who's coming from a background of a preperceived opinion.
Opinion, yes. Yeah.
So you'll come in and then you'll present that as your case. So as you're having that conversation, it's open.
Yes.
It should also be a respectful communication where sometimes, you know, you'll be coming from a point where days you had a bad experience, and we don't then judge that every health professional is going to treat you the same way the other guy treated you. So it should be open. It should be respectful. It should be engaging as well. You should not have fear.
Yeah.
You should also expect to be expect to ask questions. Expect to ask difficult questions to the health. Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid to ask those difficult questions.
Yes,
ask them. And also, don't also be afraid to take up the opinion, because you're going to get things that are not going to be aligned with some of what you thought. But that is what makes a conversation very interesting.
Yeah.
And it should be built on confidentiality, and it should be built on consistency. Yeah. And then that conversation should also be able to translate to trust.
Yeah.
Because if you are able to have a conversation where you are comfortable to discuss, then trust is built from that aspect. Then it's going to break that ice where I'm feeling, oh, me as David or you as Mr. Quado, you don't want to go and see the health professional. But if the person who has seen you through, you've had that honest conversation well in advance, then it breaks those barriers that have been set right from the beginning.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Because it's very, that honest conversation is very important. And also because for a parent, right, I'm not sure, right, but then let's say for many of us, we make a decision about the future of our children, and that's where the school our children need to go to, the food they need to eat, the community they need to stay in, and you know, we make decisions for our children all the time. Unfortunately, the government has entrusted us, and God and the government has also entrusted us some power to be able to make some decisions on behalf of our children.
Yeah.
Why do you think that we feel so comfortable, not all of us.
Yeah.
Why do parents sometimes feel so comfortable making a decision about their children's future when it comes to vaccination without having to think about the impact of that decision on the child on the long term?
I think probably... Just going back to the experience, you've said that it's easy for us to make decisions when it's not something that it comes to health.
Yeah.
But sometimes during vaccines, we always find it very difficult to make those decisions, and probably it's based on where we are coming from. the background, what we were exposed to, what we've had on social media, that informs the kind of decision we make, and also based on the fear. But again, as I just said, that we also need to have that candid conversation and know that these children's welfare and health is on our hands.
Yes.
If we fail to take responsibility in making sure that these children's health is on the forefront, then we are not going to be in a good space for them. Yes. I can give an example. You know, right now, last night I had my daughter who had, unfortunately, she got the influenza A. I think it's something that has been going around.
Yes.
So when I saw my daughter, you know, she was crying, or she was in a lot of pain because of you know, the sore throat and the coughing and the tummy and all the kind of stuff. I felt I was not even able to have a comfortable sleep myself. So what I then, my responsibility in that particular given space, seeing the way my daughter is feeling, I had to go to urgent care. Did I like it? No, because I had to stop my sleep and wake up very early in the morning to go and make sure that my daughter is taken care of. And that's the same responsibility that then we are called to do as parents. If we fail to immunize, then something happens. The situation of the, you know, the, that's why we need to weigh the risk, that the reason, that's why we need to have that open conversation with the health profession. What is the risk versus not taking this vaccine? So that conversation will then also help us to make an informed decision. Then you as a parent know that, by the way, if I don't do this, these are the risks. Would you want to wake up very early in the morning to make sure that you...
No.
So you'd rather do it now there's that opportunity and that chance for us to do it. So those are... It goes back to us. The responsibility of our children's health is still back to us as parents.
Okay. And I think coming to the end. So what the, in terms of the role of the community, right? Because I like what Sister Genevieve and the team are doing around this, and it feels more like an organization that they're working something on, an organization that is doing this.
Yes,
but it's not just their responsibility; it's the community responsibility, right?
Yes.
What is the role of the community, Africa? Let's bring it to African community. What is the role of the African community in this whole program of ensuring our kids, our parents understand immunization and all those? What role does the community have to play in this?
One, you know, we need to be honest as Africans, as I said, our background. You know, we have so many cultural beliefs, you know, family beliefs, you know, our faith and everything. We as the African community need to have those open conversations, encourage each other to have... to come out and speak.
That's the
most important. Come out, speak. Speak about a vaccination. If you feel you are not comfortable with a particular given topic, we are here as the African community to have that dialogue. Get the dialogue with the community. Get the dialogue with, you know, you can go to a health professional, one that you feel comfortable with. Build that trust with them even way before. One person that I know, we normally have GPs, and that's one of the advantages that we have here in New Zealand. If you have a GP, keep having those honest conversations with them. If you feel you can't approach a GP, come to African community. You know, these events, speak about them. Let's speak about this and raise these issues, and then we see how we can be able to get a way of getting ourselves vaccinated. And if not, look at the alternatives. Bring, you know, get the people who are probably involved to come and explain. If you still have doubts, we can be able to also get a health professional to come in if you still feel there is something that you're not quite sure about. And probably these conversations will help us get to the finish line. And that's the most important thing.
Absolutely. What is your last message to parents or the African community listening to us or watching you right now regarding immunization or vaccination?
Your questions matter.
Yes.
Don't feel that if you have any question, you can't ask them. Ask those critical questions. The government is there to listen. They're there to engage you. They're there to help you also track and see whether that vaccine, you know, sometimes you probably think that vaccine is right for that particular given age. Probably it's not. They're there to guide you on the right vaccines that are needed. And if you have any concerns, ask. They'll also take you through the benefits. Then also, if you have questions about the risk, ask and then look at it. But then also, what we want to say is that from our own African perspective, or your personal perspective, and either faith of personal of faith, it is the protection of the children is our responsibility, and we owe it to the child.
Yeah.
And it's not only to us, but it's also to the wider community. As African communities, we owe the responsibility to these children to have a good vaccine, to have good health, and it comes back to us.
Yeah.
So clinically recommended vaccines may be used with a clear conscience. Mm. Where vaccines raise particular moral concerns, parents may ask, ethically acceptable alternatives where available, mm-hmm. and ask those pertinent questions to these health practitioners on what needs to be done. But summarizing,
yes,
is that don't be afraid to ask those questions.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, don't be afraid to ask those questions. Thank you very much, Brother David, and it's a pleasure having you, and we believe that we've got a couple of more weeks to go, and we're going to have different conversations around this whole thing, because it's good to continue to do this, to bring our community along, and we thank you and the team at Vilachi, you call it, right?
Yes.
Village, it's a village for vaccination, something like that. Yeah. Yes. So we thank you for taking this on. Yeah. And trying to bring the community along on this journey. Thank you very much. And this is Radio Kwaba 104.6 FM. We've got the next session coming on very soon. I've got Kwasi Freddy and Kobe in the studio here with me. Let's go to listen to some music, and I'm going to come back to the studio here very soon, and let's continue to the rest of our conversation. I thank Brother David and the team for supporting us with this, and I'm going to come back to you very soon. Radio Kwaba 104.6 FM. Yes,
I'm not afraid to
come for the new movie. This song has come from the camp of Palm, Ghana. Was a medley from Anka Atu, Jubichem, Grace Child, CC Beidou, and Efe Grace. Yeah, I got Kwasi Freddy at the studio. Kwasi Freddy has come to the studio. Don Kobe has also come to the studio here, and we are going to have some wonderful conversations again. The second part of our program tonight is on two specific topics. You know, in Ghana, when you go to Ghana now, there's this huge conversation around politics of insult. Politics of insult, where most citizens have entered into, they are unable to engage in the intellectual conversation, but rather insult people that they do not agree with. And it has gradually gone through the system to the point that you know we got people insulting the president, the wives, and everybody else. And you know, I got Kobla and Kobe here to discuss this topic with, because
Chetifo. Mhm. The chairman, you know, where the he said any bread.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, have you been here in Intino?
Yeah.
You mean change in church will be anti chair will be.
Yeah. About Ochina Father's Day. Yeah, Father's Day in answer and question what was so.
Happy Father's Day.
Yeah. And I think next week, so Saturday, so so Ebasono. Yeah, the Ghana High Commissioner, Eba, New Zealand. Saturday, Ebay. Last minute notice, Baba ending. And you can see, more update. Yes. Your new one, Obana. Oba.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you can see, policies of insult. Sena or say, Omaya Nakudru. Because he, as you see, and obey a team to Ayan and one who didn't penny for him, sir.
Ah, well. And we can say,
you create any kid,
you can't get it. Na ya ma otumi wo political party bi mo ba si si anwo de no atra si si anwo wo ya enya e bia ibu a me I don't know but e too much so no I could be safe video my penny yire na fede na bi si wo ma ye de ye hru na pass ni bi se eno aye de nka se na ye dai di ne ko fa sa so se de buy
cheche mwe.
If I mean baby shots if you came. So I say, me blame you.
Yeah,
Baby, I feel physically, she has very much in your own. She
did, wow, we be all free, we be all free. And
that's me, because only one's a kind. Only one's a kind.
What's it, baby? I mean, say, would you
wait for a visit free?
Ah, when I walk,
my office of free, no money free, me boy.
Sir, I mean, can we be free?
Come on, on
come on, come on.
You know,
I'm going to cry.
Manon koko yu kwa blan. Monko, monko, monko.
Non.
Monko.
Se, uti wiasi. Ma wopa adia. Na se wanfa kwa mpa yampa. Ishan ebo wu. Yes, utu bo, ebo daina.
Esa ba wu.
Ba wu hwa. Ayano wa prepare kwa ya adibe. Be absorbu. On the tear, but it don't penny for Nibiswa, it do a beamon to me. I feel the old booga. On the tear, said the old Shasiano. Sani be you. Now, it may be a barma. Penny be a penny for any bomb to them cry. No more beams and come move cranky. Ain't you be out? What tenny dem were? Or two being one other than the size of sin, I saw dining. Now, still, was ye ain't coming young coming near you as you.
And I'm going to come here to say,
eh, I do cram a copay, the man tell me baby. And so, sad time, you know. So, I'm ready there. The everybody on. As soon. Because pain, pain, if we be a chance, I'm born. How much ya chai triangle?
How much you go?
How much you need to go see pacha?
I'm going to go.
Undi o matem ne fanya di opedia. Ubenya, adin di open ubenya u. Ne chasa mono. U ko trefi wi abe trefi esu. Unkrane fancha u. Un fancha u.
Ade de me se eh. Mo o ri gon se a eto fo bi eh Ghana Jollof. Na o se se IGP ni CID for so mo hwe no. No mako ka kire gebi a oneni ye I send you message of a TikTok.
Mi papa de mame, papa ne de mame, ma ye ni ye, ma ye wye. On a de. Maybe na, yini bi su sore ya no wa, wabo ma basu nan se, oma te guni su. Em krani de, omo nye, wa, wabo ma basu.
Ya na, oma ese krokodalo. Usa oye, oda, ese kotre do.
Unya tu mungu andi ya, obeka o yusu no. Inti, isi ukun bibi ya, oh, I did a quick way cruise. Obi a popular gas when you and us when you answer. A quaint be a dear popular no way and found. Yan share no answer why. Now, ye party for me and we are so almost one, eh, maybe post near Bobby Abasso. I don't know, and you are going to be a baby, a bed, Cassa. A branty was so quaint. There were ye in a.
Captain Smart.
I'm going to say, 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 I'm So baron is over paying pia must move for manu. I said boys night the gumwa yi kwai. To mun show mun say mun ye. Omo mu to no e bi beti maye. Ah, okay chuku.
Miami Captain Spato, Mrs.
I'm going to say, was that interpreter?
Politicians,
A cassa be a higher cassa fire, mammy penny for one
name,
a man penny for
a drew.
I announce if you wouldn't
be a canyon.
Oh, sound,
oh, be a canyon.
So far, the name come.
Oh, me, somebody come
here. Oh, you mean I know you get you
cool.
Oh, I did go high, but crew my answers.
Yes, so, yeah.
At time.
Yes, so send an end on the crew.
Okay, you have it ready to attend me.
It was too much.
Obano was our protecting, protection, yes.
It shames us all. Another topic for conversation here. Ghana Revenue Authority. I will say more than 2 hours, say a year. Be considered as a venture commercial a tome charge. Ghana for a brochure because they feel like this is an extortion. What do you want to say?
Okay. Ghana
Revenue Authority.
Yes, Ghana Revenue Authority.
Yes,
Ghana Revenue Authority.
Oh, okay.
It was a custom.
According to you know, I be a part of the system, mebo. And I, obia suti mi abusiani biya ni niuya kasa wa bruchia. Tofun brami de a common language, mebo.
First one
a
watch.
They say we were mumpe watching because phone watch was so. Oh dear, channel.
Yeah.
It is a ocean runner. Sometimes I saw my quiet down. Say. So you can say between 5 to 10 cry. Oh, dear,
yeah, yeah.
Because they are one ya crabbing in the paper for 5 beyond best of fun. Say, your makuya also be to be a mobuana. It's in a hole. Say, make makupi, Missus, the only and say, oh, almost sure, oh, we do free her neighbor, or bagana cram in years. Oh. I'm sure I'll be one of go on home. I'm a mujinin as on bed.
Bed duty.
I'm bed duty because I'm a mark of Faberton.
Sanity.
It's you know, Sanyo and you and I experience in the year. It is even a rabbi no more to a crown. I saw a just space view. Emma, anything I'm a brooch for. A brooch any bin will walk with less than 2 phones. Oh, dear chair. Mobile can cry on average, don't be near 5 years. It will shame runner. No, I shall horse. I now there, but we could have more than 10 could they have send it too much?
Ah, but now that's a 3-4
now. Could that 3-4-5 there?
No, I mean, me see a quick Carlos, a trouble Carlos, not see or no. On the phone, Kitano, you should 4 phones. Yes, or the cock, and I can say, no, because in the Juana,
I know, so Moshe, okay, phones now, they ban a crochet conditions, no, near the need your bet. Yeah, I'm Casano. Yeah, I'm Brian. I'm my. I'm a person yes, you send it if I know. Ah, we should be free. China buy or no, we phone so good. The boot to in the bag, mono. Omona ama saanya ama. No, it is. 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 It in Chimuno de Bray, one year bunny.
Yeah.
Okay.
Quasi,
yeah, a chief of whom, a senior cabinet canon. For example, if you hear me last time, I'm the call Ghana was 2018. Let me free Ghana bad 2019.
How sure was it?
Yeah, 2019.
We're sure.
Yeah. The 2019 till 2026.
2018
and 2019. Maybe free Ghana 2-8, I'm called 2018.
So that's it. And I just say.